This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
In the meantime, we thought we'd lighten it up a bit now with something lovely, fluffy and friendly.
Well, I don't know about friendly.
And they're very, very good friends of the CNC Drive Factory and Joy 94.9, Sasha and Victoria. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us back. I'm a bit nervous, actually.
We haven't done radio for a while. And speaking of that, I can't really hear myself. Maybe it's because I'm getting sick, but yeah, don't mind
it's
me.
It's not all about you now. Well, thank you for having... Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. 20. Oh, my God. Big boys.
Just how you like them, Victoria.
You know me too well.
20 years old. You guys feeling like it's getting old or
no,
spring
no.
chickens?
Well, I think we're 20 years young. I think that's fair to say. We're just maturing into what is going to be a better and better station for Melbourne's gay and lesbian and the transgender, intersex and queer communities of Melbourne.
And supporters. Don't forget them.
Absolutely.
And supporters.
And I think we're looking at a couple of supporters right here in the studio
Definitely.
With us now.
We love Joy, though, because essentially you guys did kind of give us our start.
So gave you your media.
We have
you
also
did.
Stolen a lot of your talent.
And we have.
Cam.
We love Cam. We stole him for the show and now we've stolen him for the website. And, you know, it's always fun to have like a bitchy fun.
I do my best to bitch when required.
And sometimes we're not, but, you know, appreciate
so
it.
So let's remind people just quickly. You both were newsreader, volunteer newsreaders here at Joy. So we gave you your media start.
I guess. You guys were pretty ballsy, no pun intended, when you gave us our start. Because we obviously, if you can hear me speak right now, you can hear that I have some sort of an accent.
We both have a little bit of an accent. So we felt very accepted here. Very supported, allowed to do news, something
and
serious.
And nurtured and loved. And, you know, we kind of spread our wings and totally went to TV.
But you went to TV. You created your own show, the VNS show.
Yes.
What a good show that was. Can I just say? It was
what
awesome.
What was your favourite segment?
I reckon the gossip segment was pretty spectacular.
Any
but
particular
also,
reason?
Well, it was just so well done.
And the guy had great hair.
And some of your, how many minutes was it you had with those men?
Oh, my God.
The one minute.
Good segment each week.
Oh, and those topless waiters, they were pretty good.
I know.
They were just part of the
furniture.
That
was all Sasha's idea. It was just every time we would dry up with ideas, Sasha would be like, okay, a naked guy. I'm like, Sasha, there's just so much naked guys you can put on television without, you know.
You don't listen to her.
You do not listen to her. She doesn't.
I try not to. She talks a lot, but not a lot goes in.
So. Now, the big thing is at the moment... since the show's gone on hiatus, you've ramped up the whole website, which is the VNSshow.com, is that right?
Yes.
Did
VNSshow.com.
I get it right? I should know this address. And tell us, what does the website do for all those that participate?
Okay, well, the website is actually just an online platform for the show. So it was everything that we had on the show is now on a website platform. So it's kind of interactive, basically. So we have the lifestyle section, the VNS Explore section, the men's section, fashion section, so everything. So we can just keep in contact with the audience and, you know, get to find out what people want and what they like and basically grow our audience. And while we're waiting, just keep putting out online footage and all that kind of stuff.
So you have some regular contributors such
we
as
do.
Cam.
Yes, yep. So exactly. Me. The entertainment section, which Cam used to do for us, is now online. So he writes a weekly blog about all the do's and don'ts or the bees of the celebrity lifestyle.
Who did what to who, where, and with what.
And
he adds his own little personality into it. So
that
it's always filled with opinion.
I would
we
actually
like
say
that.
Big personality. So
yeah. And I suspect he gets to express himself possibly even more than he does on radio in the written word.
Well, I say more there.
That's the point of the VNS show, because it's a platform for everybody to contribute. So even if any of the listeners have any opinions on the articles, maybe they don't agree with Cam, they don't agree with me and Victoria, they can put their opinions there. It's just a place
just
people
can
share.
Just be nice about it, because I've spent countless nights moderating conversations.
It gets quite heated. So.
Come on, people.
We do have juicy topics, so everyone has their own opinion.
So, yeah, and we try to cater to everybody and, just a playground for all, basically.
As you say, it's the place where everyone can go who are fans of the show the first time around. And I said in hiatus because are we hopeful of a new series of the VNS show?
We have a new series coming next year, but we can't really say too much about it because... Yeah,
There are contracts to be signed, negotiations to be made.
But it will be a little bit different.
Definitely. It will be a little bit different.
A little bit different, but with the same flavour.
Okay. Exactly.
So fun, naked men, things like that. So don't get discouraged. But of course, bigger and better.
Fantastic. So, and what else? I mean, the other thing about the VNSshow.com.au website is that we get to see all the amazing things that you two do.
Yeah, like, you get to stalk us a little bit.
Because part of the reason is we have a section called, for those of you that have never heard of it, we have a section called VNS Explore. And so we use that to our advantage and basically explore, just do that. So Sasha and I can go, okay, somebody writes in, you should just explore this, you know, hip-hop yoga in Geelong, by the way, which is really cool. So we go there and we... that's another story entirely, but, you know. Or events, or like tomorrow we're going to write a whole thing about Joy, and because, you know...
Joy's 20th
birthday. So we kind of know Joy from a different perspective because we've worked here, we've been around you guys, we've felt the love, we support. And so this is for our fans or anybody that goes on it to actually explore through us. What Joy is like, what it's all about, who works here, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we explore and hopefully we open the audience to more. And we're open to, if you guys want
to send us
stuff.
The audience have something to contribute.
Exactly. If you think this would be something cool for us to go explore, do a segment about, interview somebody, we're
there. The more unusual, the better.
Exactly. The more unusual, the better.
And if there's drinks available,
We're there. We don't BYO. We take what's given.
Exactly. We're always thirsty.
Of course.
Because I did see you did a whole lot right through the Spring Racing Carnival.
Oh, yeah.
We did. We were working hard.
Oh, yeah. We
you and your various glamorous, famous people that you were hanging with.
Do you know how much it takes to go to one of those events? You have to organise your hair with your dress, with your shoes. And on top of that, you have to find a hat. And you have to stay in those shoes all day and not take them off. It's
you
a very
you
challenging
slinging
day.
Slinging them over the shoulder thing.
Sasha and Victoria would never be the girls that sling their shoes over their shoulder.
We just come home and collapse.
Sasha almost had a toe amputated, and she still did not take her shoe off. That's, I'm telling you, people, dedicated. So yeah,
it was well worth it though.
We did party it out. We did. Because that's one of the best weeks in Melbourne, you know. It's just so much fashion, alcohol and debauchery.
So many hats that you'll never wear again.
So your week.
It totally was, and we totally represented. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Girls, thank you very much for coming in and sharing our 20th birthday with us.
Thank you for having us.
Love you
wishing
guys.
You a very happy birthday. All very, the best for Joy.
Many more.
Next 20, 40, 50, 60, 70 years to come.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And we look forward to a new series of the VNS show next year.
And, of course, in the meantime, keep an eye out for the VNS show website, the Facebook page.
Definitely.
One day you'll actually learn how to use your Twitter account.
I know, we suck at Twitter. But we are
always at everything except for Twitter.
Instagram.
We're not quite there yet.
You know, the image side of things, we're kind of working with that. But I don't know. The Twitter makes me feel so not smart. I wanted to use another word, but, you know, let's be polite.
We'll school you.
It's a two-woman team, one step at a time. We're kind of like the female version of you. Possibly.
Is that good?
All right. Once again.
We're not sure.
Sasha and Victoria, thank you for sharing our birthday
Thanks,
with us. It's Sasha and Victoria from the VNS show. It's vnsshow.com. joy.com.au. Maddie T's up with the news headlines next. It's our 20th birthday special here on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.